Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the noon hour here in Mountain Time, and we have been live since 7 a.m. We are headed into hour six, and I am super excited. We just had Dr. Erica Risberg on a few weeks ago, maybe even it was only 2 weeks ago, and it was so fabulous. God, I love you so much. You have such incredible energy, and I am so excited for Body Talk Access for Animals. I have a cauldron here. You guys can see, maybe not because of the microphone, but she's here with me, and oh my gosh, Erica, welcome.
Thank you so much. I am so blessed and honored to be here. I can't even tell you. I'm just so jazzed because, like, I want to share, this past weekend I took this very intensive Body Talk Fundamentals 1 and 2 class, which is part of my protocol to become a full body talk practitioner for animals. And oh my gosh, it is so intense and so deep because I'm going to be working in the quantum field.
Yeah.
To help. So I'm facilitating the innate healing of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to do that with animals. And I'm so excited. I can't even tell you.
Oh my God, I want to hear all about this. Like, let's first, why don't you tell everybody who you are just a little bit so they know, because we have new people, and you guys can put your questions and comments in here. But then you can, like, share you, but also, like, let's, you know, start diving into all of this, because it's, I'm fascinated by it, and cauldron's all curled up, and I don't know, you guys can't see it, but she's all curled up here. She's curled up down here.
Oh,
cauldron. Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Brief description of me. I've been an animal lover since I can remember. Two quick stories. First was when I was 3, I walked into a gaggle of geese because I thought they were my friends, and they surrounded me because they knew I was their friend. And so we just commuted. My parents were freaking out, like, don't ever do that again, because they thought that geese were something separate from us. Second thing, I grew up with cats. And when I was little, I felt compassion for my cat Mitzi because she wasn't wearing clothes. So I put my doll's clothes on her, thinking that she needed to be warm, because if humans had to wear clothes, cats should wear clothes. And I didn't see the difference. So that's been like a lifelong theme for me. And I wanted to be a doctor when I was little, but I couldn't stand the thought of cutting anyone open. Like, that just, ugh. So I, at 12, I was guided that I was going to get a PhD. So I ended up getting a PhD in history, because I figured that was one thing I could handle, that I could study long enough. And so I did. And then in 2009, my dad died, and I felt his spirit leave his body and scatter across the universe. And I had been a numbed out person until that point, even though I knew I was spiritual as a kid, society, family, all that stuff. And that woke me up for the first time. And I was like, wait a minute, there's more than I think it was. So 5 years ago, I took a vow of peace. And that was me initially thinking that I was just divesting myself of all the external violence in the world. And I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. So I took out the movies, the television, the books, the music. And then I realized that that was the beginning. So I have completely upended my life. What I thought till 2019. I've been working with a body talk practitioner, Heather Christian Strang, for 5 years, I think. And so she's helped me uncover more of who I really am. And through that process, up until 2019, I'm like, wow, look at all this amazing stuff I'm doing. I'm doing a spiritual podcast called All Things in the Name of Love, which is amazing. And it's on hiatus until January because something big is going to be happening. I have no idea what it is yet. And so I'm bebopping along thinking I'm doing all this really well. And then my entire life gets upended. I have massive upgrades. I end a 16-year relationship. I get called to take body talk access for myself, and all of a sudden light bulbs go off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is an incredible daily care thing where you just get your body into harmony and inner peace. And you just do tapping things. It takes like 20 to 30 minutes, and I do it twice a day. And that was like, oh my gosh, I have to share this with everyone. And then I found out, in one of my sessions with Christian that I'm actually supposed to be working with animals. I was like, wait a minute, this is a thing? I could actually work with animals with this? And so I took a body talk access class for animals in July. And the instructor was in Ireland. I was told to work on a dog that was in Ireland. The guy wasn't on Zoom. He was on FaceTime. So she put the phone in front of the camera, her camera, and I see this dog through FaceTime, and it's a hyper 2-year-old German Shepherd. She goes from running around to coma by the time I'm done. Aww. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm like, 8,000 miles away, but she felt my energy. And that was like, I gotta do this. Like, this is not like just a fun thing. This is something I have to do for animals. And so I've been called even deeper. And Body Talk is a fascinating system that uses tapping. It uses Chinese traditional medicine. It uses kinesiology. And it's in the quantum field. So it's like this big, fascinating tangle of different tangents that you can learn about how the body's innate wisdom can heal itself. Hmm. And so I took this term, I'll say it, like, because I'm East Coast, it's not a semester, but I took 40 hours in 5 days or 4.5 days of this really intensive on body talk fundamentals that's part of helping animals even deeper. And I am just jazzed, because it's like, oh my gosh, how blessed am I that I'm being called to do something that I've wanted to do since I was a kid. I repressed it because it didn't exist when I was a kid, and now I get to do it. And I am just like, when do I start? So I'm signing up for all these classes and trying to integrate everything. And it's
all- oh my god, I love it. Well, Eileen says here, she says, you will be so welcomed by men with these tools. Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen.
Mwah. Cauldron's already passed out just us talking.
That's so awesome.
I'm out of here.
It's like, yeah, that's me. She gets it. And what's fascinating, so the animals sense the shift in me. A couple weeks ago, I went to talk, you know, I did the thing I always did, was like, hey, can I pet your dog? Well, I didn't ask the dog. She got after me. She's like, you didn't ask me. And she just lunged and bark, bark, bark. She wasn't going to hurt me, but she was like, no, you're not going to play that game anymore because you know. I was like, oh, geez, I do. Okay. And then like 2 days later, I saw a dog that saw me turn the corner and started pulling towards me. I knew he wanted me to pet him. I didn't look at the owners because I was like drawn to the energy of the dog. And the dog just loved on me for about 5 minutes. And I finally realized that, oh yeah, that dog's attached to someone. And I said, thank you so much for letting me pet your dog. And I walked away. But they were just like, what is she doing? Why is she, she didn't ask. And I'm like, well, I did. I just didn't ask you because the dog is actually a sentient being. And you're in that third dimensional paradigm where you think you own the dog and you don't. Oh, awesome. So happy, Rachel.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, so Rachel, for the audio, Rachel is saying that, hi, Erica, I'm also a body talk practitioner, but I haven't worked with animals. This is so cool. And it is. I have to tell you, did I tell you about how I got Cauldron? Did we already talk about this?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, and I just love that.
Yeah, because just like you said, they just know. Like, the animals just know. They decide. It really isn't us who decides.
No, it's not. And breaking down that illusion is part of what I'm being called to do, both for the animals who are still in this enslavement mentality and the humans who are in the ownership mentality. And it's not a judgment because we've all been enslaved. So we're all waking up into this deeper level of sovereignty that we, each one of us has, and how do we interrelate like that? And I'm just so jazzed that I get to help facilitate this.
Oh my God, it's such a gift. And you're such a gift, Erica. I mean, you really have this incredible energy. It's so great.
Thank you.
It really is so great. And I want to invite everybody who's joining us, you guys, if you have questions for Erica about her presentation, that is all about body talk access for animals and really a healing. And by the way, Cauldron loved it. And it was clear she just went to bed when I played your presentation. But, or if you just have questions about body talk or body talk access for animals, you can throw it in here too. Rachel's asking if you've worked with horses.
Not yet. That doesn't mean I won't. I just haven't yet, because I just haven't been around horses yet. I've been working with cats and dogs. And what I found is, because the dogs are more in theta state more often, that they respond like that to body talk. Cats, because they're more intellectual. And this is not denigrating dogs, because I absolutely adore dogs. But cats are more in their head than dogs are. Mm-hmm. So it usually takes a couple more sessions. My mom has 3 feral cats that I have the opportunity to live with right now, and they're all 22. And so watching their personalities transform over the course of me doing access sessions with them has been amazing. It's just like, I don't recognize these cats anymore because they're who they are as opposed to who they've been. Mm-hmm. And it's just, all I'm doing is giving them a chance to step into their innate peace and wisdom. So I'm not doing anything to them. I'm just facilitating this inner healing. And it's just amazing to watch, because it's like, oh, so cute.
It is so cute.
But like, you know, you can feel their shift.
Yeah.
They go from like that. I did this with farm animals a couple months ago. I was at a local farm, and there were a bunch of pigs and goats and geese and everything. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to tap. I'm just going to do like the first 4 steps of body talk. And they went from running around and being hyper to falling asleep. And I just looked at one pig and I'm like, you're going to be the focal point for this healing. And they were just like, I felt the energy shift in them. And I was like, this is so cool.
It's so cool. Eileen says, I have taken many body talk classes and don't call in that skill often enough for our animals. You allowing them to step in and heal is a gift.
Thank you, Eileen.
Oh, and Rachel asked, you have to do the body talk certification on people first. Is the animal work a different certification, or did you just naturally transfer to the animals?
So I was guided. I do have to get the certification process. It's a whole thing. Body talk fundamentals is part one of that. I have to take consciousness next. And this is a whole system within the Body Talk Association. I think it's Body Talk Association's website. It's like a Pandora's box of really cool things to learn. And so it's fundamentals first, then it's consciousness. And then they just started offering Body Talk for Animals online this month. And so I'm taking consciousness next week, and then I have to wait till January because of the timing of everything. But yeah, it is a certification process. And I can do body talk fundamentals on humans because I'm supposed to practice it, which is cool because it's like, here you have the toolkit, now go play. And it is play. I mean, it's serious because I'm helping people or I'm facilitating healing. I'm not actually helping anyone. But I've got the map. So it's like anything I do is kind of like a treasure hunt. Mm. It's kind of like, you know, it's like, where's the next clue? Where's the next clue? And that's how I feel it, because it's just so cool to be in that space of curiosity. And
hold on, I'm gonna let Cauldron out. She's like, oh. I'm going to find Dad. Hold on. I got spoiled yesterday because I was the only one home and she spent the whole day with me. Oh, today Dad's home and she does not care about me because Dad is making food and she's wants to be a part of that. So we had her for a few minutes.
Cause you know, food.
You know, I had this image. Let's talk about telepathic animal communication. Just like,
yeah.
Because, you know, animals all communicate telepathically so easily, and it's all pictures, and it's clairvoyant, and it's so wonderful. And she just wants to eat people food. I mean, she's just crazy about food in general. Like, she kind of gets panicky. And so I talked to her about it. I was like, what's going on here? And she showed me the shelter that she came from fed everyone together, like all the cats together.
Oh.
And she was very little for her age. And she just was like pushed out of the way. And so she had like need. And so we've been working on it. So she always wants just a little bit in her bowl. As long as she knows there's a little bit of food and she gets enough to eat, then she's not overeating.
Okay. But
she still loves people food. And we cook organic. So I'm not going to lie. She does get some eggs and some sweet potatoes and things like that from us. She's totally spoiled. But she wants to be in the center of the food because I think she had some trauma from it.
Yeah. Well, and that's something the body talk can heal.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. Like I'm not there yet, but when I actually get the certification, I'll be able to go into her, like that's a consciousness piece where I'm going to be able to connect with her consciousness like you are telepathically and go into the body to understand what she needs to release that trauma. Cause it might be a past lifetime or it might be karmic. Who knows? Like there's something going on that is causing it. And it's not just her. It's got to be a lineage of some sort.
Yeah. So. Agreed.
Yeah.
Eileen says, if you need a peep to do a session on, let her know.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh. Well, and let's talk about that for a minute. Do you want to share just briefly like what your presentation is about that's on the presenter page for you and what you're offering? Yeah. Because I know you have both. So
I can't remember what I offered, but
I'll pull that up.
All right.
I can do that on my phone. So
okay, cool. So what I did was a body talk session for like access for animals. It's just a general balancing. Like what I typically do is like I did with Cauldron, I connected with him before I could do like I wasn't even planning on doing anything, but I made eye contact and talked to him because he knows I can see him. He knows I can feel him. He knows I know he's a sentient being. So I can't assume that I can, like, I actually yesterday I saw one of my mom's cats. I shifted my thought and she picked up on it.
Hmm.
Like, wow. Okay, so she's more aware than I am about my consciousness. And that's just a whole thing. So
yeah.
The session I do is just a general access session for an animal if they're experiencing anxiety, which is the most common thing I see that it's most effective for. And with dogs, really, it's just like, boom, they go out immediately. One of my mom's cats went from like to sound asleep in 30 minutes when I was done with her. And it was really cool because I actually got pictures of her. And so it's like, this is what it can do. Granted, she's a feral cat. So feral cats need more love. They just need more attention. They need more help because it is multiple lifetimes, and I haven't gotten into that with them yet. So I'm so curious to see how that's going to play out with them, because now I have more tools to play with and help them. And that just feels really awesome.
Oh, I love it. I loved it. And your free gift is 25% off a Body Talk for Animals session. So you guys can connect with Erica either through her page and her website on here, on the oneheartoneearth.net, or Erica, go ahead and say your website for the audio here.
It's not up yet.
But it
will be up by the end of the week. It's called allloveapothecary.com, and it's the All Love Apothecary and Healing Center, because I have an apothecary and I do the Body Talk healing, and the apothecary is organic products that I co-create individually with individuals. Like, you tell me what you need, I will create it. It's a 19th century style apothecary, and then source downloads the recipes to me. So I don't even know what I'm making until I find out what it is. So that's a cool thing.
I'm basically giving myself birthday presents through all of you guys that are in this awakening. So I'm going to have to email you because I want some of your stuff for my birthday.
Awesome.
For sherzies. So, and everybody's saying Body Talk is so cool. Wow. I'm so glad I found you. I'm so happy you guys are, you know, can you tell me where Body Talk for Humans?
Yes. Go into bodytalkassociation.com, and I'll just double check that really quick. I'm going to
see then.
Yes. Oh, bodytalksystem.com.
There you go.
Bodytalksystem.com. And they have a section saying find a practitioner. And what's happening now, because of the third dimensional construct that they're all living in, everything's done online. So it would be a Zoom session. So it doesn't really matter where you're living. If you find somebody that resonates, they'll do a session with you. And it's incredibly powerful.
Well, yeah, and let's plug Christian Strang for sure.
Definitely.
She's been on Buddhist Biohacker many times. She has a presentation and a presenter page for this awakening. So just click on Christian Strang, and she has a free gift, a free meditation gift as well. But she is definitely one of those practitioners you can reach out to that's part of our Buddhist Biohacker One Heart, One Earth community. So that's somebody you can reach out to too.
And I highly recommend her.
Yeah, me too. I think it's perfect.
Be forewarned, you're going to go really deep with her.
Truth. So Erica, what do you think about awakening? What's your thoughts on it today, 2021 and beyond?
I'm feeling such a shift in consciousness, like the fact that people are becoming aware of the fatigue and how long is this going to last. And it's like, I think people are finally like that level. They had to come to this level. I think that's what's generating the deeper awakening within. For me, it's not one awakening. It's like every couple months or every couple days, depending on the thing. So like, I thought I was an historian for most of my life. I'm not at all. I'm actually a healer. And I had to uncover lots of wounds and have these epiphanies that have opened me up to the being I truly am. And I'm still on that journey because it's, you know, that's why I'm in a body. But it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The 10th house. Ooh, I don't know the 10th house. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm so sorry. Well, I agree. I mean, I think we're moving. I'm hopeful that we're moving into a time of more compassion for each other. I think we are seeing the ugly shadow rising into consciousness, but it usually comes out right before it gets released.
Right. Right. And we've had a lot. had a lot of stuff getting released, and it's interesting. In the past 2 days, I've had conversations with dear friends of mine about judgment. And I said, you know, when you're judging another, it's something within you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it was politically related. And I had to talk them off the ledge and say, oh, we've had this collective sigh of relief because now we're better. I'm like, that's the illusion.
Yeah.
Because I'm not political. I used to be very political, but I'm not now. And it's because I see past that into what is the lesson I can learn from the other that isn't an other, it's another reflection of me. So if you have a wound within you, or if you have a strong opinion about one or the other, it's a call to go deeper. And so that's what I'm feeling is like, this is a time where we have an opportunity to get past the divisions and step into compassion for all, because that's the next step towards our evolution.
Mm-hmm. So true. That's very well said.
Thank you.
Let's see. Heather says, Michelle Ketchum is awesome. You guys got your little string here.
Nice.
Rachel said her teacher was Jean Ellis. Eileen says she was a student of Todd and Angela Adkins from DFW, Ben Manolo out of Denver. I mean, really, you guys, some great teacher shares over there. We have a lot of body talk people. I love that.
Yeah, I had Todd and Angela for my fundamentals class, and they're just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, our theme is remember who you are. And so what do you think that, like, what have you remembered about yourself this year? I know, right?
I have remembered the kind, gentle, innate being that I truly am. I have remembered that this knowing that I had as a kid where I'm not separate from anyone. I knew that when I was little, I knew that. And then I got conditioned, because that's what happens when we grow up in this world. I got conditioned out of that. And so I actually spent 16 years in college trying to unwind that. Because I was like, what is this separation? Why is there an other? I don't understand why there's an other, because it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, there's different cultures, there's different socioeconomic backgrounds and all, but like, that's just conditioning. That's societal, that's not who we are, so why are we separate? And so uncovering that this year and taking the body talk classes and the access classes and seeing that connection of the deeper interconnectivity between us all has just been mind-blowing to me.
So good.
Thank you.
What do you want to share with everybody today? What's your thoughts for everyone today?
I would love for you all to do an exercise if you have a pet.
Let's do it.
Look at your pet as another being instead of your pet. And start to be curious about how they interact with you, how they show up in the world, and how they respond to you. Because it's fascinating when you watch that. Just the fact that mom's cat, Coco, I was sitting and I was having breakfast with her, or wasn't having breakfast because I'm fasting, but I was sitting and drinking my Rasa tea, and I realized that I had to get up. And I didn't even say anything, but I had that thought, and she looked at me like, oh, you're leaving. I was like, wow, you picked up on that. And I wasn't even consciously trying to be aware of it, but it was such a dramatic, like she felt that, because nothing else changed. I hadn't even moved yet, but she felt it. And it was like, wow, we are so connected. And it helps you reframe your relationship with your animal when you start seeing them as more than a furry creature that you're living with, or a scaly creature, or a feathery creature that you're living with. It's really fascinating.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, hi, Heather.
It's amazing. like when you come home, like Cauldron will go to the door when she knows like my husband's going to be home. Like she'll be at the door before he'll text me and say, I'm almost home or any of those things. And I'm like, and part of that, you know, I'm obviously sensitive to subtle energies, but I when she gets up and starts moving around, like when it's almost time for my husband to be home, I'm like, oh, I bet he pulls in pretty soon. And he sure does. They just know.
Yeah, they do. And it's just so fascinating to be present to that. And see that relationship go deeper because they want to talk to you. They really do. I mean, you can tell the body gestures and stuff like that, but they want to tell the deeper stuff. Like they want to share their knowledge. I had a cedar at my community garden this year and I'd meditate under and I get information. It wasn't verbal, but I got information from her because she wanted to share her knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I opened myself up to receive it because I removed the perception that she's just a tree.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty fascinating and wild unfolding. Nothing like I thought 2020 was going to be.
Yeah, you know, it's been a gift of a year, really, for all of us. I don't feel anything negative about this year. I feel like it's just been awesome. And Erica, you're just such a kind, gentle, compassionate, warm soul. And I do hope that you come back and we do more of this in 2021.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I would love to, when I get the training done, I would love to do a session, like a full-blown body talk session on a pet.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it for sure. And there's so many great people here who are all part of the Body Talk community. So that's really awesome. I encourage you guys, so many of you are on our One Heart, One Earth MeWe community now. I encourage you guys to share if your Body Talk practitioner is on there so you guys can connect with each other and with Erica and be able to share some of that wisdom. I think that would be really good. And and again, Erica's information, you guys, she has a presenter page. It's Erica Risberg. That is up on oneheartoneearth.net. And just a friendly reminder, you guys, you can become patrons of the Light Library, have access to these presentations for the lifetime that you're a member, and please donate. I mean, this has been the work of myself and a few other people, and we've worked really hard. So, I'm not going to solicit a lot through this whole thing, but I am going to say, if you feel like you're getting so much out of this, I really appreciate it because it can keep the momentum of this going and, you know, just support our mission. So, I want to share that as well. And Erica, what are you up to for the rest? How are you going to complete 2020? What's your plan?
Whew, plan. You're funny. the next step I'm being led to is taking consciousness, which is another week-long class. And that's in a week and a half from now. I was just looking for calendars. It's about a week and a half from now. And then I finish divesting myself of the apartment I'm in right now where my ex-partner lives right now, because it's quieter than the bedroom that I live in with my mom, and putting stuff in storage. And I have no idea what the next step after that is, but I know whatever it is, it's going to be pretty amazing.
I was going to say it's going to be an amazing one. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, it's going to be good. And I have a feeling you're getting ready for a whole new journey. So,
yes. Yes. One of the things I recently was shown was during a group call I was on, one of my friends down in Mount Shasta, and my third eye was burning. And she was talking about the men that she's helping get in touch with their yin energy. And I've never had my third eye like burn before. I felt it, but it's never been like this pulsing ow. So I think at some point I'm going to go to Mount Shasta and meet a guy. I haven't gotten there. Like that's so far ahead. I don't even know, but it's just fascinating because I'm like so in tune with my body now. It's like body is talking. Body's always.
It'll be here before you know it. Oh, well, I just love you. I'm so glad you're a part of all of this.
Thank you.
Oh. Thank you. And to everybody out there, I mean, really, Rachel's asking a question here before we wrap up. She says, how often do you do access on yourself?
Twice a day.
There you go.
And Heather, I don't do body talk yet. I do access. I am I'm in the process of getting certification. Can I do kicks? What do you think? That's up to you, boss.
I love it. Sounds like you guys need to connect.
Yeah. I will happily help you. I'm not sure if, like, given the time constraints, I don't think that's feasible right now, but I'm happy to work with you, Heather.
Yay.
Yeah.
Aw, well, thank you so much, Erica. Really, this is only the beginning for you and me, I feel. And for everybody joining, thank you so much. We have a very short lunch break. And then we come back at 1 o'clock with Vishali to talk about vortexes, which I'm really excited about. She leads incredible groups through the Sedona vortexes. So she is well worth the wait. So everybody can take their, I hate this term, but I love it at the same time, but everybody can take their bio breaks right now. This is your 20 minute bio break. And then we're going to be back with Vishali. And we have just a huge day. I mean, Erica, have you just loved these presentations? They're insane.
I have. It's just been mind blowing. It's like, how did you get this? Oh, I'm getting chills when I'm saying this. How did you get this amazing group of light workers to all come together for such a beautiful, amazing event?
Well, I think it was them, not me. So that's, but I will say I'm very organized and succinct. Mm-hmm. And that definitely helps because getting light workers together is like herding cats.
Yes.
So, for all of you out there who want to build your businesses as healers, remember you have to have one foot in the world to do it. It was really spirit, you know, the collective teams that we all have, like they know who's supposed to be together, but this is by far the best event of the year. It's been just awesome. And we have Vishali coming up at 1:00. We have Eve Crow right after that, talking about the journey to right before you were born. We have Sacred Soul Love with Dr. Lisa Thompson at 3:00. We have Aware, Awake, and Ready to Create at 4:00. We have Mary Lydia Ryan with Creative Authenticity at 5:00. And we are ending this day with Misa Hopkins and Julie Hoyle at 6:00. And that is like, I had lucid dreams about it last night. Boom is all I have to say. We're going to end the day with mic drop today. So enjoy your break because it's going to get even more. Like, we just keep. I love you, Erica.
I love you too, Lisa. You have a beautiful rest of your day.
Oh my God, you too. And everybody else, I love you. And hopefully, I'll see everybody in about 20 minutes.
With love to all of you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.